So the God in you, he crawls in you sometimes. He make you uncomfortable. Amen. He make your suit coat that is too big for you seem like it's too small. Yes, sir. He speaks to you many instances when you're asleep. Yeah. He reveals himself to you, yes, through many ways. Amen. But you got to be spiritually enough to know it's from God.
This week's lesson, which Dr. Williams titles, When the Holy Spirit Works, he teaches that we have to give the Holy Spirit room to operate in our lives.
If you follow the Holy Spirit in you, he will dictate to your mind and your conscience, and you'll enjoy life much better.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 48 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go together to the book of John, chapter 14, verses 5 down through 21. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
What are we doing with this Jesus that's in us? Now, if we can't do anything with him in us, then it simply means we don't know him, because if he's in us, and we know him, there's no way we can be the same.
Amen.
No way. I want you to look again. He says, I will do whatever. In America, what does it mean when you say whatever? What does that mean? I will do whatever you ask in my name.
Yes, sir.
So that the Father may be what? Glorified in the Son. And friend, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Amen.
Now, just listen to me very careful. Don't you stop doing this, and the minute you've been doing it for years, and you're still doing it. But it's not Bible. You really stop saying when I make up my mind. You don't have no real mind without God. Because if you did, you quit saying my second mind told me. If you messed up from the first mind, how are you going to deal with the second one? I didn't say this. The Bible says that any man, that's including women, if you are in Christ, your process and your thinking changes. Not your flesh. Not your human thinking. I told you this years ago, and I talk about this often. When I first started to work in a public setting, I used to take with me Chicago Defender, and I had a New Testament. And they told me that you cannot talk about religion here. And I said, thank you, because I don't talk about religion. I said, thank you very much. I'll remember, I don't talk about religion. So I looked in the cafeteria where we would eat, and I made sure I got a table only having two people.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm young, developing to become a young adult. Amen. And I did not want that mess while I'm trying to read a scripture. I read scriptures during my lunch hour. wasn't 18 years old, and the Chicago Defender was the black newspaper. I read it to keep up what was going on the South and West Side. My boss came to me and said, you're going to have to go come off of your break. Something has happened. So I said, fine. And he looked in this black, I closed this Bible, it was black, and he said, what is that? I said, it is something that talks about Christianity. He said, oh, I thought it was something about religion. I said, no. Yes, sir. I don't have time to deal with religion. Yeah.
Amen.
Here I'm 18 years old, and he found out what it was. And he said to me, why is it you don't eat with the other people, the lot of them? I said, well, I don't need to come to work and work hard and listen to mess. I said, when Thursday comes, I want my check.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You can check my record.
Right.
Know where I worked, I can't go back.
Amen.
If this Jesus is in you, let me know, when is he going to start working in you? Let me put it again. That Jesus in us has transferred from him to us the Holy Spirit. I didn't say, he said, I'm going to leave you all. And I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you an orphanage. I'm going to give you somebody else to take my place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I got up from where I was sitting to eating, 10 minutes. I never went back to work late. Check my record. I don't like for anybody to ride me. Do your job, they won't ride you.
Amen.
Amen. When I came to St. Paul, the man said, you can come back 364 days and you will not lose any time. But you don't need to go. If you stay here, we'll give you a raise. And I told him what I tell you. Your money will not supersede God's money. I can do more with God's dollar than I can with your 50.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I hear you. And I was offered a place to move to Los Angeles and a house, 6 months rent paid for me to be transferred there. I was offered a tremendous raise. You have never, and if you say it, you're lying. I have never chased money.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Never, and never will.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not going to lie like some people. I have chased nice women. I've seen them.
Yes,
they'll pass by me, and I stopped what I was doing.
Yes, sir.
That used to be.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Then I got married.
Yes, sir.
Then I had to chase her. I only said that to make you laugh. And so if this Jesus, I don't want to leave this. I want to get through today. If this Jesus, I want you to listen to me today. If this Jesus that you talk about is, I'm not talking about no Baptist Jesus. Now, I don't want to talk about the Baptist Jesus because there is no Baptist Jesus. I was in Kansas City and I had to speak before 39,000 people. And I said, when the Holy Spirit is in your car, you don't worry about you being a denominational Christian.
Amen.
You worry about being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the gentleman said to me, said, you know, you're young. You sure have a lot of nerve. I said, for what you said. I said, no, I don't have any nerve. I have a Jesus in me.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and this Jesus in me,
yes,
will defend me.
Yes, sir.
You don't find in the church with a Methodist God, Church of God in Christ God,
Amen.
Catholic God.
Amen.
It says, I am God by myself.
Amen.
And what I want to get you, I want you to bring this Jesus in you. Bring him up. Make him alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do with Jesus when you leave church? What do you do with him? What are you doing with him then? I was here yesterday morning. I admired a women's breakfast. When I first told the women they cannot cook no more here for breakfast. Some of the women are dead now. They lost it. We like to cook. That has nothing to do with it. You don't need to be cooking if you're coming to a prayer breakfast. Hold the goat just back me up. I'll follow you. You women, you cook. Well, you don't do that no more, but you used to cook 5 days a week. You used to cook 5 days a week. And if you cook one day now, you have done something. So you need a break. So I said, quit fixing food, and you pay and hire somebody to do it. Pastor, we love it. It has nothing to do with your love. If you love it, cook at home. Now let me get an amen from the truth here. How many of you women was much more happy yesterday you didn't have to cook breakfast? And the women said,
amen.
I hope you brothers are listening. Because they are not listening to you. Those women who cook, the average woman doesn't cook no more.
Amen.
Is that right, Tommy? Now, I'm not going home with you. I just want you. So Jesus promised us, I want you to know you are not by yourself.
Amen.
Number two, you cannot live a Christian life. I don't care who told you that. You cannot live a Christian life without the Holy Spirit. You can't. You might live something, but you won't live a Christian life. Except let me give you the human part of you. You say, well, see, a lot of y'all want to make me Jesus. And you want to be, what is his name? You think about who he is. You want to be Jesus today and somebody else tonight and somebody else tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. The Jesus in you and the Jesus in me works the same.
Amen.
Amen. Last year, 15 churches in California closed down. One church, Dale, every group in there had a deacon. Choir had a deacon. They ran the choir. Ushers had a deacon. They ran the ushers. Now they don't have no church to go to because too many people running it.
Yes.
Don't y'all be quiet today. You see, there's no house that got 3 or 4 leaders in it.
Wow.
Stands. It's always bickering and arguing when there's 3 or 4 leaders in one house.
Amen. Amen.
I love my two children, my daughter and son. And my son got to be grown. He said to his brother, Mama, when are you going to learn that I'm grown? I ran through that living room and cut him off in the hallway and grabbed him around his neck. And he gagging, and my wife said, you're going to kill him. That is my intent. He's not going to tell you in this house that he's grown. Only 2 grown people going to stay in this house, and that's you and I.
Amen.
And if he can't follow the rules, he got to go.
Yes,
Dad, I love my mama. I wouldn't do anything to her. And I said, you sure won't. That's my wife.
Yes, sir.
She was my wife before she was your mother.
Amen.
And I got that from my daddy.
Amen.
Told my brother, you got a master's degree. You're the biggest fool I've ever seen come out of college. You see, your degree doesn't give you any brains, but it gives you some brains of how to operate. My son cried, "Dad, I won't ever do it again." I said, "If you do it again, if I'm at church, I'm coming home. You don't ever get grown here." And you all said, "Well, that's my baby. Baby the devil, he is not, he's 22 years old and he's your baby. That's why he act like your baby. That's why he talk about you. That's why he curse you out. That's why he threatens you, because he's your baby." So Jesus says, he's talking to Baptist people now. He said, listen, Baptist, you belong to me. And he says, and since you belong to me, you need help.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you some help. And one of the worst mistakes that has ever been made is many of us 50 years old and don't like to talk about the Holy Spirit. Well, let me tell you something. You can get your gun out if you want to. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is real. He's real. That's why we sing, "What a mighty God we serve." He's not only alive, but he works in you.
Yes, sir.
You just don't listen to it.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You got to listen. Don't try to start raising kids at 18. Or at 20, you've done well. You and your wife have done well. I watch. You've done well how you're training your boys. Training them to grow up to be 18 and 19 and 20 and 21.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Second, Jesus says, listen what he says now. He said, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Now, you can't pray some prayers because what you want is not, can't be put in his name.
Amen. Amen.
Some stuff you can't pray. You pray, but it's not, you pray for strength, but you're not praying for what you really want.
Amen.
Because you can't say in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Second, now listen to this carefully. I said the last Sunday. The reason that the Baptist churches in America in general, and black people in particular, the reason we have not been elevated in the higher than we are is because we treat God as this little God.
Right. Yes, sir.
We treat him small, and we treat ourselves small.
Yeah.
I was in Italy, and you saw it, and somebody said, "Well, boy, they got the best, this is one of the nicest, best restaurants in this side of town." So I said, "Well, we need to go in here." We got in, went to eat, and I wanted a Pepsi for my drink. Because they were drinking wine instead of water. They didn't have no water. They drink wine, not the kind of wine you drink, but wine. And so the waiter said, "Brought me a small Pepsi," and when I looked at it, it was $2. And I said, "Well, where is the other one?" "This is $2, I'm small, what?" He said, "That's, all of these is expensive here." I said, fine. When I got through with the ticket, just my wife and I, we was eating $100 and something. But I hear you say, "Ooh." That isn't the way you think. I'm not talking about whoever said "ooh." I'm just talking about when I'm preaching the word. So when I left here, the person who gave us the trip to go of the people, they gave me $3,500 to spend. And you mean to tell me the best restaurant in that part of Italy, and I'm not going to test it and have money in my pocket? That's cheap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We ate, and then we went back tonight and got a snack. I'm eating and looking. Looking at my wife and eating. And I was just as happy. I'm in Italy and I'm happy. happy. And I asked, you want anything? She said, oh, no, I'm fine. The point I'm getting to is, when would we raise our level with this big God? God cannot be, everybody, the master of the people in Sacramento talked about me like a dog when I was leading you all to build this edifice. They said, ever think about me but a snake?
Yes, sir.
And I said, thank you. Yes. Now they don't have, well, you know, they're different. And we're sitting up in here, yes, comfortable,
yes,
air conditioned,
yes,
heat,
yes,
lights,
yes,
comfortable,
yes,
comfortable,
yes,
comfortable,
yes,
comfortable,
yes,
enjoying ourselves.
Yes.
I didn't worry about what they said because they didn't give me the plan. This Holy Spirit I'm talking about, he laid it out.
Yes.
Brother John Williams said, Pastor William, we've been meeting almost a year and you haven't mentioned no money. I said, he didn't tell me anything about no money. He told me about building the edifice.
Yes,
he said, well, when are we going to talk about money? I said, we'll talk about it soon. Within 3 months after then, he laid the plan out how to get money. And some of y'all didn't want to give any, but you couldn't sleep at night. You had to do it. You cannot put God on your level.
Yes, sir.
He's not on your level. He's here. And if we're anywhere, we're down here. But we are going climbing, trying to get where he is.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lamar told me we were looking for a house for 2 years. Part of a testimony of what Jesus said. And so she didn't find what she like. I said, you build whatever you like because I'm not home as much as you. So when she saw this house where we're in, I didn't really care for the house because it had a small backyard. I like a backyard so I can have a small garden, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
I like to grow my own collard greens.
Yes, sir.
My own tomatoes.
Yes,
I like to grow my own, but the yard isn't that full, not that large. And so she said, but I just love it. I said, well, then we'll sacrifice and we'll get it. You hear me?
Yes,
so the man says, gave us a price. Said, oh, no, we can't do that. He said, well, what's that? That's what it says for us. I don't know about all. I'm just telling you what we can't do. We left him. Next day he come looking for us.
Yes,
it wasn't him.
No, sir.
It was the him that was in him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you're going to use language and talk about God, think about the God in you. If you don't know the God in you, you don't have no God. Amen.
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 So the God in you, he crawls in you sometimes. He make you uncomfortable.
Amen.
He make your suit coat that is too big for you seem like it's too small.
Yes, sir.
He speaks to you. Many instances when you're asleep.
Yeah.
He reveals himself to you,
yes,
through many ways.
Amen.
But you got to be spiritually enough to know it's from God.
Amen.
Lady said in November, Pastor, I like you and I'm ready to get married. I said to her, I don't cuss. I don't believe in cussing. I think cussing is unnecessary. What do you get out of it? She said she was ready. Let me get me a drink. The last time I read, Jesus says to Jacob, he said, I'm in the place. And Jacob said, I didn't even know you were here. The point I'm getting to is, when are you going to listen to the Jesus that's in you?
Yes, sir.
He works through you,
yes, sir,
with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's no such, don't you be telling yourself these lies. Anytime you fall in mess, it's because you are not following the Jesus in you.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
And this flesh, let me try to say it the best I can. This flesh is always reaching out.
Amen.
Let me put it another. Carl, you just teaching a class. You have to back it up. Am I right or wrong? Your flesh ever happy? And it's not happening. And Carl is above 50. You think it ought to be happy? Right? He's not going to be happy when he get 90. The flesh is flesh. But salvation, my brothers and sisters, is a ruler in the minds. You see, your mind, you just have no idea how crazy your mind can be. But if you follow the Holy Spirit in you, he will dictate to your mind and your conscience, and you will enjoy life much better. But Pastor, I've tried it. No, you didn't. You said you tried it. Let me prove what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit, let me prove what I'm saying, because I don't want you to say I'm just saying something that's not biblical. Jesus says, obey my commands. He said, the Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But he says to the Christian, but you know him. For he lives, this is what I want you to get. He lives with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you as an orphanage. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore. But you would see me because I live and you also will live.
Yes, sir.
Why is church people think they can go into West Sacramento and do bad and God is not there? God is everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Not only is he everywhere, but he's with you everywhere. Even when you're doing your stuff, God is there.
Amen.
And if it was for God, you could do it better.
Amen.
But the reason you can't, because you're mixing God with the enemy.
Amen.
It won't work. St. Paul, I traveled all over this country. I've been into 42 states. And some of them, 5 and 6 times. I've been in South America, traveled it twice. I've been on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yes, sir.
I've traveled and watched and see. If you follow God, he'll open doors when nobody wants to see you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
this lady in 96, she said, I get a little lonely. 96. She lives by herself. She said, but when I get lonely, she said, I don't get upset. I get happy. I said, what makes you happy? She said, I think about what I used to do. I used to get on my knees and talk to the Almighty. Now I stand up or I lay down and I tell him how wonderful he is, how great he is, how powerful he is, how he have delivered me and saved my children, and saved my grandchildren, and how he's working in me. She said, I don't have too much time to get lonely because I got a Savior who is alive. And this God I'm talking about, he's alive in you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Gentleman said to me here, he meant well, he just wasn't thinking. He said, Pastor, when you retire, you're going to sit in the pulpit? I said, well, that depends on the pastor. I said, I can't sit in the pulpit unless the church and the pastor says so. You're invited to the pulpit.
Amen.
Don't go to sleep on that.
Yes,
you are not going there. You're invited.
Yes, sir.
So there's a I said, he might not want me to sit in the pulpit. They said, well, if he didn't, he'd be whatever. I said, I just know this. I would be under his guidance. See, let me tell you why. If I'm under leadership, Holy Spirit, I need you. If I'm under leadership and the Holy Spirit is over me, anybody go against me to hurt me, then the leadership of the Holy Spirit will take over.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
You see, you all been serving a God that you didn't understand too long. This God I'm talking about this morning, he is alive. I'm not talking about how where you live and how fine your home is and what kind of furniture you have in it and how much money you got in the bank. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about when you lay down at night and you don't know anything and he watches over you. I'm talking about when you have a need and nobody won't help you and you cry out to him, he'll rain down something for you. I'm talking about a God that when you were lost in your sin and nobody could talk to you and you stopped long enough and accepted him as your Savior, and ever since that day you can sing, I got to move to my brand new home.
Yes, sir.
That's the God that you got to function with.
Yes, sir.
Hilda said to us as she was getting older, the older you get, the more you pray.
Yes, sir.
The older you get,
yes,
the nicer you be.
Yes.
The older you get, help somebody else.
Yes,
the older you get, be more friendly.
Yes,
that's what she taught us as she was growing old. And I used to say to my brothers, I said, you know, Mama never will get old because she thinks different. Some of you have been knowing me for a long time. You have never heard me say, I'm getting old.
Yes,
I said, well, I guess I must be getting old. Must be can be changed. But I'm open to this God that's in me.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah to the King.
Amen.
Well, if you're open to him, then how can you introduce him to somebody else? Somebody's in here this morning, want to come to Jesus, and you don't want to do it because you said, I'm embarrassed to walk before this crowd. Let me correct you. A friend of mine just died last night. What was his name? Who? He died last night. None of y'all didn't take his place. But he had somebody to go with him because he had accepted him years ago.
Yes, sir.
You have to learn,
yes, sir,
to accept Christ so you'll have help in spite of the circumstances.
Amen.
He'll be with you. Nobody's going to take your place when death said this is it.
Amen.
But if you are in Jesus,
yes, sir,
you have help out of this body,
yes,
into the presence of Almighty God.
Come on, God.
And in the presence of God, somebody said, well, what is it like? That's not my business, as long as it's presence.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was tired yesterday. Had a long day. So I know last night I'm going to have a problem sleeping. So what I did, I got my mind together and I laid in the bed and prayed myself to sleep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come here, Jesus, and help us.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to say, Lord, what am I going to do? I'm tired. No. He's my helper.
Yes, sir.
Turn it over to him. He is. Now, you all take this home with you. What are you going to do with this Jesus that is in you? What are you going to do with him? He's trying to work in you. So what are you going to do with him? Is he going to have freedom, access? He said, I now live in you. What can I do with the Almighty God that lives in us through the Holy Spirit? Amen. Baptist preacher told me, don't you use the language that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I said, oh, I'm filled. I said, I'm going to be filled tomorrow and the next day.
Yes,
sir. He's a human being.
Yes, sir.
He didn't fill me, and I don't have to bow to him. But I have to bow to the filler. So let me come to a close. I'll finish this someday. But I don't want you to go home without telling me, what are you going to do with this Jesus in you? What are you going to do with it? On the outside, Jesus seals you. And on the inside, he fills you. If you're saved, he seals you. You're sealed, and nobody can break that seal. Because they can't pluck you out of God's hand.
No, sir. No, sir.
And friend, if he fills you, if on the outside he seals you, and on the inside he fills you,
yeah.
No matter what you are in him, he is in you.
Amen.
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 If you have him and he has you, victory is always yours.
Right.
And here is why. He is the author of all scripture.
Yes,
2 Timothy 3:16. He is your comforter and escort.
Yes,
John 14:16. He is your convictor. And he convicts you of what is wrong.
Yes,
if he lives in you.
Yes, sir.
You can't do what you want to do and go home, go to sleep.
Right.
Your conscience won't allow you to do that. So he is not talking, he's acting.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
When
I left the denomination I was in at 13, the gentleman got up and said, you can't join this church, you're a member of our church. And I'm on the front row, I'm down talking to the preacher. And then my mother's on the left side of me, and my dad is next to her. And before my daddy could get up, my mother hit the floor. She said, that's our son. He has permission to join. And everybody around knew her, so then nobody said nothing else. I didn't leave the church because of the church. There wasn't no young people there. And older people don't like to deal with young people. And the young folks said, they soon forget they used to be what?
Come on. Come on.
All your old folks used to be what?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And so why can't you have patience with the young folks?
Amen. Amen.
And I tell you why. The Jesus that's in you is not in charge. When he get in charge, you love everybody.
Amen.
Everybody. You don't love their ways, their actions, but you love them.
Amen.
And if you don't, that Jesus that's in you works through the Holy Spirit, he's not in operation. I want you to think about it. Think about it. He guides you into what is right. He's your seal and my friend and deposit. He is your intercessor, Romans 8:26. He is your revealer, John 14:17. He is your teacher, John 14:26. He is your life and victory, Romans 8:28-2. He is your all. Everything you need,
yes, sir.
He has it for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know very much, but I know there's a God.
Yeah.
And that God I know, he lives,
yes,
in me.
Amen.
This God I'm talking to you about today,
yes,
long time ago,
yes,
I didn't have no friends like Jesus.
Yes.
I had some running mates,
come on, John.
And they ran me and got me in trouble.
Yes, sir.
But when I found Jesus for myself,
yes,
now if I get in trouble, I'm on my own.
Yes.
I might not have what you have,
well,
but I have peace of mind.
Yes.
I might not have what you have, but But I have joy from the inside. I might not have what you have, but I have love in my heart. I might not have what you have, but I'm saved, full of the Holy Spirit, and when I die, I'm going to Jesus. He has sealed me.
Yes, sir.
And nobody can break the seal.
Amen.
I wish I could get you to see that God in you want to help you.
Yes, sir.
It's up to you. What's that young man said? He's going to school to be a, what you call them people that reports? That's what he's going to be. But he has to give something. Number one, when he's being taught, he asks them. He has to listen. When his teachers teach him, if he doesn't listen, he won't make it in that field. But it's the same way as a Christian. When Jesus lives in us and we don't listen, we're going to be up and down all the time. Up and down. No peaceful days or nights. But if he is ruling in you,
yes, sir,
you would be blessed.
Amen.
Try it. Try it for yourself. Try it. This is to married people. Don't try to rule your wife,
yes, sir,
and tell her you do what I say, because she's going to cut your throat today. You're not going to do what you say. You need to tell her, let us talk. Let us have a conversation. Let us express ourselves. It's over making folks do what you want to do. It's over.
Amen.
And Sister Parker said, he's not going to bother you. I'll help you. You have to be kind, loving, and peaceful.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, disagree.
Yeah.
But until that Jesus in you works,
yes,
you don't know what I'm talking about. But he works. He works.
Yes, sir.
He works. He works. But you have to want to do that.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Let us stand.
Grant,
will you come today,
Jesus,
while he speaks to you, will you come?
Please.
Will you come
today?
Will you come?
Walking close with thee.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Let it be. Will you come today?
Let it be.
Will you come today? He's speaking to you.
You am weak, but thou art strong.
Jesus, keep me.
Jesus, keep me
from all wrong.
From all wrong.
Will you come today?
I'll be satisfied
alone.
As long as
I.
Oh, as I walk, let
will you come
me
today?
Walk.
Will you come
close
today and say yes to
thee.
Him? Speaking to you
through
will you come today
this world of toils and snares
will you come today
if I falter Lord who cares
will you come today will you say yes to him
who with me my birth shed. Oh, none but thee.
Oh, yes.
Dear Lord.
Let it be.
None but thee.
Will you come today?
Oh, just a closer walk with thee.
Will you come today?
Grant to Jesus.
If you please.
If you please.
Will you come today? I
will daily walk in close with thee.
Will you come today?
Oh, let it be.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Let it be. Will you come today?
When my feeble life is over.
Oh, yes. Will you say yes today?
Time for me won't be no more. Guide me gently, safely, Lord, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore, just a closer walk with thee.
Yes.
Grant it, Jesus. Lord, if you please. Oh, daily walking close with thee. Lord, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be.
This time we would prepare ourselves to give God his tithes and offerings.
Shall we bow? Again, Father, we come to say thank you for another opportunity to give what you bless us with. Help us to reach beyond ourselves and our short-sightedness, Lord, to release our faith in you and what we have, to give back to you what's owed to you. For Lord, we know that when we do that, for you said in your word, you will pour us out a blessing that we won't have enough room to receive it all. And that goes beyond just money, but in life and everything that we do. Give us a faith like that, God, if only you can give it. How we love you.
I just wanna praise you,
forever and ever,
for all that you've done, all you've done
for me. Blessing and glory
and honor.
For blessing me.
I just want to praise you.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
And ever.
And ever. blessing me.
Oh, blessing me. Just wanna praise.